Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to check out all the things that's there to help you have maximum opportunity to be successful in your small business. I'm excited about having Beverly Williams back on the show because she's an old friend of ours, longtime member of our Brain Trust, and just a great friend to small business. She's the 2002 Home-Based Business Advocate of the Year, chosen by the SBA, a national honor given to her by the SBA, which she richly deserves, and it was a little, about 10 years late. But she's also, one of the other things about Beverly, besides being one of the world's experts in home-based business, Beverly is a leader, and she has the courage of her convictions, and in terms of the marketplace, I don't know what else I can say. It would be a higher honor to me than that to call her a leader. Beverly, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you. You always make me feel so good.
Well, you are, Beverly. You are a leader. I've seen you move. You've moved your residence from one side of Maryland to the other side. And the community that you found yourself in, you've immersed yourself in the community. You've met people. You've gotten to know the business community, and you've stepped in there and taken a role as a leader in that community. And I just congratulate you on that. That's something that not everyone would do, and it just demonstrates your leadership. And I appreciate that about you.
Well, thank you very much. I'm sure some of the people up here think that I've just come in and started to take over.
They like your energy, I promise you, because you know, I've been like that where I would be toiling away in, you know, in the vineyards of the local community, and somebody would come in with new energy, and I could say, okay, you take the ball and run with it for a while.
Right. That's right. Yes, exactly.
Well, yeah, what's new in the world of home-based business?
Well, it's not so much new as I get very disturbed sometimes by some of the emails.
Did you get another email, Beverly?
I did.
I could tell by your voice you had another email.
It really
I know you get a lot of email, but this was disturbing you, isn't it?
This one disturbed me because it's talking about a food preparation business from a home. Apparently a young lady who would like to stay home and be a stay-at-home mom wants to do something that is fulfilling for her, which is wonderful. My concern when I read the email was that after she did a whole lot of investigating, finding a commercial food distributor and all kinds of other things, did a lot of planning, she suddenly found out she couldn't have a commercial food preparation business in her home.
Right.
And I know this is typical, but it concerns me not just because she spent all this time and energy doing something before she had found out whether or not it was legal for her to do, but her question to me was, how can I get around it?
Oh, no.
And that one really bothered me.
That's
particularly
good.
When you're talking about food preparation.
Mm-hmm.
So she was talking about, could she call it a cleaning business instead of a food preparation business but still do the food? And this really bothers me. It's what gives home-based businesses a bad name, and it can be very dangerous for the public as well as for small businesses.
Well, you know,
for
Beverly,
her personally.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was just going to say, for her personally, the amount of liability
mm-hmm.
to her and her personal assets, regardless of how she sets up this business, to do something against health regulations as well as zoning laws can really be very, very dangerous for her.
Well, not only that, she just doesn't realize what an operation she's planning and how it's really not even conducive to a home.
No.
At all, to a home kitchen or anything like that. So she was going to make a food product and can it or bottle it and sell it like that?
No, she wanted to fix meals for people.
Oh.
And deliver them.
Oh.
To,
She wanted to be like a Godfather's Pizza kind of thing, or a Popeye's whatever, a delivery, and deliver food to the people's houses.
Right, that she prepared in her home kitchen.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure she's now, if she hasn't already, she needs to have a little sit down with the county health department.
Oh, very definitely.
I'm sure that they're talking to her. Yeah, that's really unfortunate that she would approach it like that. And the truth is, the sad news is, she's going to have a couple of hard lessons ahead of her.
Yeah, she is. And I think everyone can learn from this if we can get the information out, which is why I'm so grateful for this opportunity on your show to be able to say to an audience, please, please, please don't spend the time and energy and any money setting up a business idea before you have thoroughly investigated all the different angles of it. The first question I get from a lot of people, just like you, is what kind of business should I go into? And we've talked lots and lots about how you decide what to do. But once you've decided, okay, I think I'd like to do this, and you've done a little market research and found that there really might be a market, then there's so many other things you have to look at when you're going to be home-based particularly. The zoning has to be considered.
Mm-hmm.
These days, it's harder and harder to stay under the radar because more and more municipalities and cities and counties are looking at the home-based business market, and truly not because they're trying to stop them from operating. How can they help them? How can they regulate it to make sure that they're safe and legal?
Mm-hmm.
How can they meet the concerns of non-home-based business citizens with what they think the home-based businesses are going to do to their neighborhood in the negative instead of positive? All these things, it's their responsibility to take a look at and to find ways to help this piece of their economy grow. So they're trying to do the right things, and if you're doing it under the radar, you're not helping yourself and you're not helping them.
Well, her thought process to find out a way to continue to do what she wants to do is a good one. That's how you solve problems.
Absolutely.
That's how you deal with challenges. But to assume that the other people are wrong and that you're right and that you want to get around them, that's a defect that she needs to work on. And somebody will help her work on that. And as I said, it's probably the county health department. Stand by. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with our good friend Beverly Williams. She and Don Cooper are the authors of The 30-Second Commute, The Ultimate Guide to Starting and Operating a Home-Based Business.
Many times I've been here, and many times I've gone. We used to be so happy when we were high on a mountain of love.
Well, it's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance neath the cover of October skies.
Mr. Van Morrison, ladies and gentlemen.
All the leaves on the trees are falling to the sound of the breezes that blow.
I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks very much for hanging around with us. Beverly Williams is our guest and our good friend, the author of The 30-Second Commute, along with co-author Don Cooper. Beverly, give us your website, please.
It is www.beverlywilliams.com.
All right. And don't forget to check that out, folks, if you'd like to know more about what Beverly does and find out. They can find out more about your book there, can't they? And they can link over to, to Amazon to buy it if they want. And
they can
find it wherever books are sold. It's in the bookstores, ladies and gentlemen. So check that out when you get a chance. If you're home-based or want to be, this is the book you need. Beverly, we're talking about this one email, at least for another moment or two. You were talking about a lady who wants to cook for hire, so to speak. She wants to do custom cooking for people. And
I assume she didn't go into a lot of detail.
Yeah, and deliver it. And she wanted to do this out of her home. Very admirable that she'd want to work from home just to be with her young children, that kind of thing. That's a normal response, normal reaction. Everything's good there. But I actually know of a case where a lady, I think, as I remember, was giving away food. She was cooking food for poor people who couldn't afford food.
Right.
And she was giving it away out of her home.
Mm-hmm.
She was helping a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
They shut her down.
Yep.
because number one, because of the health concerns, she you can't run a commercial kitchen without being inspected. And,
that, right.
And basically, that was a commercial kitchen, even mm-hmm. though money wasn't changing hands,
mm-hmm.
and it was clogging up the neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
The neighbors didn't like it. No one would like that.
No,
in a neighborhood.
No,
and so you just got to use your head and look around you. But you know, one of the things I was thinking about this lady, and I think this is so important for home based businesses these days, Beverly. Just because you're home based doesn't mean that every operation, everything that happens in your business has to happen in your home.
That's right.
She could outsource this, couldn't she?
She absolutely could.
She could run the business yep. and hire a restaurant or somebody else to prepare this stuff and then go deliver right. it or hire some. I mean, you got to skin this cat a lot of different ways, don't you?
Yes. There are restaurants who do not use their kitchens full time. And I have many, many times encouraged people who want to do this kind of business but can't afford to have a commercial kitchen to find those restaurants. Go and talk to people at your Chamber of Commerce. Go to, if there's a local restaurant association, go and talk to them. Find out who only serves breakfast, for instance, and only uses their kitchen, you know, the early morning. And rent their kitchen for the rest mm-hmm. of the day when it's not being used. Now, you're going to find that cooking in a commercial kitchen is very different from cooking at home, trying
right.
to get food. There's lots and lots of different things that you have to do. Anybody who's done home canning will understand part of that. Anybody who has, if they belong to a church or synagogue that has a kitchen where they prepare food for, you know, the congregation or public dinners and things, you know what you have to do in order to be able to cook food and serve it to the public for sale or not. In those kitchens, it is not the same as cooking at home, but it's not unmanageable. And being able to use somebody else's commercial kitchen space for a fee would be the ideal answer for this woman in some respects. Now,
right.
she wants to be a stay-at-home mom. What she didn't say was whether or not she already had a child. If she has a young child, I do not believe, in my personal opinion, that most situations would allow her to bring her baby into that commercial kitchen. I'm not
right,
sure that
right.
would be a good idea.
Well,
so
but the thing
still
is,
you're going to have to have somebody else watching the baby.
That's right. And you know, and here's another thing. Maybe it's not the right business for her.
Well,
and see, that's
not.
The other thing. That's and for her right now. Maybe
mm-hmm.
it's the right business for her in 5 years. That's the other thing that small business owners have to realize. Sometimes, you know, as they say, sometimes your prayers are answered, but the answer is no.
Yes, exactly.
You know, sometimes it's it might be what you want to do, but it might not be what your circumstances will allow.
Right, or at least not right now.
That's right.
Yeah.
And so, but I'll tell you, with all the outsourcing that's available out there, you know, getting back to the kitchen thing,
mm-hmm.
there are a lot of commercial kitchens for hire around the country, a lot more than people realize.
Mm-hmm.
I know Beverly, there are people right in your area, I promise you, who are making jellies and jams and salsas and
mm-hmm.
chutneys and things like that, and salad dressings and things like that. In a commercial kitchen, and they're
right.
selling them on grocery stores in your area right now.
Yes, you're exactly right. And in fact, this particular county, and I'm sure there's others, are planning a conference center, and one of the things that will be there will be a commercial kitchen for a lot of the farmers
right.
and others who want to do things like that.
And you know, and I know, and everybody I know who does that,
mm-hmm.
who uses the services of one of those kitchens,
mm-hmm.
is a home-based business.
Yes.
Everyone I know.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Isn't a wonderful world that we live in, and this country that we live in, we have all these opportunities. It's just so important that you make sure you're looking at it without the rose-colored glasses, because
right.
none of it is going to be that easy.
Well, if you don't take the rose-colored glasses off, somebody else will help you.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, Beverly, give us your website again, please.
www.beverlywilliams.com.
It might be somebody named Jim and Beverly, right?
That's right.
Thanks, Beverly. Good job today.
Thank
we'll
you.
See you next time.
I'll
Beverly Williams, ladies and gentlemen, it's official. She is the best. Quick break, right back with a couple of new friends, Peter Thum and Jonathan Greenblatt. The show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
In Prosperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.